Timeless Short Stories for Kids Everywhere. Written by Jacob and Willem Grimm. Narrated by Eden Giuliano and the Icon Players. Hello, everyone. Even though I'm a kid, I understand how important the art of storytelling has always been. Over the ages, reading and listening to stories has brought parents, children, friends, students, and teachers together, gently educating while they entertain and enchant. Hearing is the first step of learning. Stories, fables, and tall tales give us kids words to know by and grow by. I'm very happy to be able to present these wonderful, artful, classic stories to boys and girls around the world. Welcome to the unparalleled magic of imagination, creativity, adventure, whimsy, and fun. My name is Eden, and I'm glad you're here. Nice to meet you. And now here's an original Icon Audio production, just for you.
The Wolf and the Seven Little Goats. There was once an old goat who had seven little ones and was as fond of them as ever mother was of her children. One day she had to go into the wood to fetch food for them, so she called them all around her. "Dear children," said she, "I am going into the wood, and while I am gone, be on your guard against the wolf. For if he were once to get inside, he would eat you up, skin, bones, and all. The wretch often disguises himself, but he may always be known by his hoarse voice and black paws." "Dear mother," answered the kids, "you need not be afraid. We will take good care of ourselves." And the mother bleated goodbye and went on her way with an easy mind. It was not long before someone came knocking at the house door and crying out,
"Open the door, my dear children. Your mother has come back and has brought each of you something."
But the kids knew it was the wolf by the hoarse voice.
"We will not open the door," cried they. "You are not our mother. She has a delicate and sweet voice, and your voice is hoarse. You must be the wolf."
Then off went the wolf to a shop and bought a big lump of chalk and ate it up to make his voice soft. And then he came back, knocked at the house door, and cried,
"Open the door, my dear children. Your mother is here and has brought each of you something."
But the wolf had put up his black paws against the window, and the kids, seeing this, cried out, "We will not open the door. Our mother has no black paws like you. You must be the wolf." The wolf then ran to the baker.
"Baker," said he, "I am hurt in the foot. Pray spread some dough over the place."
And when the baker had plastered his feet, he ran to the miller.
"Miller," said he, "strew me some white meal over my paws."
But the miller refused, thinking the wolf must be meaning harm to someone.
"If you don't do it," cried the wolf, "I'll eat you up."
And the miller was afraid and did as he was told. And that just shows what men are. And now came the rogue the third time to the door and knocked.
"Open, children," cried he. "Your dear mother has come home and brought each of you something from the wood."
"First, show us your paws," said the kids, "so that we may know if you are really our mother or not."
And he put up his paws against the window. And when they saw that they were white, all seemed right. And they opened the door. And when he was inside, they saw it was the wolf. And they were terrified and tried to hide themselves. One ran under the table. The second got into bed, and the third into the oven. The fourth in the kitchen, the fifth in the cupboard, and the sixth under the sink, the seventh in the clock case. But the wolf found them all, and gave them short shrift. One after the other he swallowed down, all but the youngest, who was hid in the clock case. And so the wolf, having got what he wanted, strolled forth into the green meadows, and laying himself under a tree, he fell asleep. Not long after, the mother goat came back from the wood, and oh, what a sight met her eyes! The door was standing wide open, table, chairs, and stools all thrown about, dishes broken, quilt and pillows torn off the bed. She sought her children. They were nowhere to be found. She called to each of them by name, but nobody answered until she came.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?